Now, there was a story going around there not so long ago, and I sort of half heard it. Most of you probably are fully across it, and I see various comments about it as well. It's the chippy over in West Belfast where it went viral because of the order that was handed to them, where they were expected to stop off at the spa and buy some Benylin cold and flu tablets. And it was the only reason they were ordering the chips in the first place. Let me speak to the proprietor, Alan. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, just remind us, I'm coming at this story sort of half-cocked. Just remind us, because it did happen over the New Year period there, the background to it.
On Friday tea time there, we were busy enough, and the online order came through just eight. And the girl requested, as you just said there, could you stop at the spa and get me some Benylin for flu tablets, as I'm not that hungry, but I'm damn sick, you know, so... I actually asked one of the staff to go and get the tablets, and we delivered the tablets with the food.
See, you're an obliging bloke, Alan. What's the name of your chippy, Alan?
Feely's Chippy.
Feely's Chippy. And you see what you said there about it was a just-to-eat order. Is there a lot of that? Are a lot of people using just-to-eat to order their chips?
Well, nowadays, a lot of people go online, you know. It's handy just order online. They don't have to lift the phone. If the phone's busy, they're not waiting. The order comes straight through, you know.
And, you know, I've never used it. How does it work? You use the app and that comes up in your shop?
Yeah, the app comes through automatically. And she actually stated her comment in her comment section, you know. Sometimes it's hard to get the staff to read the comments, but they picked up on this one, you know.
I suppose, forward thinking of the customer. I'm maybe expecting a little bit too much. You didn't hesitate, considering technically you were delivering medication for her.
No, not really. Listen, we're a community chip here. It's customer service as well, you know. Somebody asked us to get my bullet, we'll do it all the time, but the girl's sick. She was genuinely sick, so... I'm not going to send her around food and no tablets, you know.
And tell me this, was there a suggestion, and I think there was, that you're now, when she's feeling much better, going to send her around some free food?
Yeah, well, the order gives a PM, you know, and we'll send her around a free meal. Private message or on Facebook.
Alan, you know, the thing that is surprising me, from as much as a customer expecting you to stop off at the spa and pick up Benylin cold and flu tablets on the way with fish and chips, is how many people are now... ordering online, even a bag of chips. Will no one go down to the chip shop anymore?
Yeah, well, don't get me wrong, you still have your local people coming in, but you get there's a lot of people online. A lot of people are ordering online nowadays, you know. It seems to be the way forward, you know. You might never see queues in the years to come with facing chip shops. It'll all be online, you know.
And is there a turn to be made in being a delivery man?
Well, listen, the delivery man depends. They get a turn, yeah. The actual girl, I'll mention that as well, because she was kind to him. She was giving him a £20 tip and he refused to take it, you know.
Gosh, she must have been in, poor love must have been in a bad old state. But, you know, that was very, very generous offer. And also, I think it's a reflection on your staff that they didn't take what was an overly generous tip. Now, are you selling, because I was just talking there to a vet about, my dog's too fat, I'm too fat. Are people eating chips in January?
Oh yeah, you know, it's like it quietens off a bit. They all have our New Year's resolutions, we'll get into shape, but listen, it doesn't last too long, you know.
How do you sort of smile when they say, "Oh, I'm not having any more to Easter," and then about a week later, I'll have two fish suppers and a pasty.
Yeah, that's the West Belfast thing, you know. We all do it,
Alan. We all love the chip shop. Just on it, what does a fish supper cost me today?
£6.10.
And is that like it's fish is a bit like the price of petrol, goes up and down, doesn't it?
Fish is expensive at the moment, but sometimes you get a good feed, but maybe feed two people, you know.
Yeah, what's a bag of well done chips on their own?
£2.60.
Okay, you're giving them away, Alan. You're giving them away. Listen, I like the idea that the shop is friendly. And, you know, it's a bit like the village post office or the presence, indeed, of the local pub. The local chippy, it's vital that it's retained, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, this is it. Yeah, these people look after us, you know, year round. So, listen, if they ask once every now and again, can you go and do something? There's no harm in doing it, you know.
Well, fair play. You got loads of publicity out of it. There's no doubt about that. And it's Feely's Chippy in West Belfast.
Yeah.
Good speaking to you, Alan. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Frank.